Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak says, HaKairis HaMegillah Oymed V'yoshev. If a person leans in the Megillah standing or sitting, Kara Echad. If one person leans it, Karu Ashnaim, or two people lean it together, Yatsu Der Yaitse. Rashi says that Oymed V'yoshev means Imratza Oymed, Imratza Yoshev. If he wants, he can stand. If he wants, he could sit. Which means Rashi's learning that L'chatchila he's allowed to sit. So when the Gemara says Tana, Masha'enkein Batayra, the Gemara says that we learned that by Tayra it's not like that, says Rashi. She'ein Kairin Batayra B'tzivor Meyushiv, that you're not allowed to lane the Tayra B'tzivor sitting. So all the Gemara means, according to Rashi, is that L'chatchila you're not allowed to lane Kriya Satayra Meyushiv. By Megillah, you're allowed to lane it even L'chatchila sitting. But by Torah, L'chatchila, you shouldn't. But you don't see in the Gemara that if a person did lane B'diyeved, Kriya Satayra, B'tzivor sitting, that it would be Ma'akiv B'diyeved. The Gemara just means L'chatchila, you can't. However, the Rambam in Perek Beis in Mehilchus Megillah, Halacha Zayin says, Kara Oymed Yoshev Yotza V'afilu B'tzivor. If a person lane the Megillah, standing or sitting, he's Yotza, even B'tzivor. Says the Rambam, but you should not lane the Megillah B'tzibor sitting L'chatchila because of Kavod HaTzibor. So, according to the Rambam, the din of the Mishnah that you can lane the Megillah even sitting is only B'diyeved. But L'chatchila B'tzibor you're not allowed to. So if so, when the Gemara says, Masha'enkein Batayra, that by Kriyas HaTorah it's different than Megillah, it should come out that even B'di'eved, you're not Yaitze if you lane Kriyas HaTorah sitting. And this is how the Bach paskins in Erechayim Simen Tofresh Tzadi, that by Kriyas HaTorah, if you lane sitting, you're not even Yaitze B'di'eved, and the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, learns up in the Tor Shita over there like this as well. However, the Prima Godim in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph in Mishpitzai Zav, Sifkat and Aleph says that it's very shver to learn in the Rambam Shita that if you did Kriyas HaTorah sitting, that you're not even Yaitze B'di'eved. Because if so, why didn't the Rambam bring such a halacha? The Rambam doesn't say anywhere in Mefurish that if the Baal Koyre lane sitting, that you're not Yaitze. Where does the Rambam tell us that you're not allowed to sit? In Perek Yud Beis, Mehilchus Tefillah, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says that ve'ein haturgama nishan loyla amud v'loyla kaira elo eimed be'eim over yira, that the turgamon, the translator who would translate by Kriyas HaTorah, he's not allowed to lean on a pillar or a beam. He has to stand be'eim over yira. And the Hagos Maimonides says over there that kol shkein the kaira himself, if the turgamon has to stand be'im over yira and he can't lean, so certainly the Baal Kaira himself. Says the Prima Godim that at most, all you see in that Rambam is that L'chatchila, you're not allowed to sit. But you don't see that's Ma'akev v'di'evet. The Sefer Tehillah L'Yayna explains what the Prima Godim means, is that the whole din of Torgamon is not Ma'akev v'di'evet. If you don't have a translator, it's not Ma'akev. So if the whole din that you're not allowed to sit is learnt out from the Torgamon, so then you don't see that if a Baal Kaira would sit, that's Ma'akev v'di'evet. So how could you say that Kriyas HaTorah is Ma'akev v'di'evet if the Rambam didn't bring such a halacha? Says the Prima Godim al Karchach, that even according to the Rambam, if a person leaned sitting b'di'evet, he's Yaitze. But if so, we have to understand, so what's the chilik between Megillah and Torah? If the Rambam is telling us that even by Megillah, L'chatchila, B'tzibor, you have to lane standing. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, Mashenken Batayra? If even by Tayra, it's only L'chatchila that you have to stand, but B'di'evet, it's okay. Says the Prima Godim, two beautiful nafkaminis between Megillah and Tayra. He says that by Megillah, the Rambam says the reason why you're not allowed to sit, L'chatchila, is because of Kavod HaTzibor. However, by Kriyas HaTayra, the Rambam says over there in Hilchus Tefillah that the reason why the Torgamon is not allowed to sit is because he has to be standing Be'im Uvayira. The Mikar of the Rambam that Gois Maimonides brings is from the Yushalmi in our Perek that says, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak ol lebeik nishta, that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak went into a Beis HaKnesses Chama de Barnash koimu mitargim samach la'amuda, and he saw somebody that was standing and translating, and he was leaning on a pillar. Omar le, he told him, Osir lach, kishem shenitna Torah be'ema, kach tzorech linaik ba'ema. The same way the Torah was given with Ema, so too you have to be noig with the Torah with Ema. So the din that you have to stand by Kriyas HaTorah, which is learnt out from the Torgamon with a Kol Shkein, like the Gaitz Maimonides says, is because Torah has to be leined be'emo v'yira. So, says the Prima Galdim, there's a big difference between the din Amida of Megillah, which is only because of Kavod HaTzibur, and the din Amida by Kriyas HaTorah, which is because the Torah has to be leined be'emo v'yira. Because if it's only because of Kavod HaTzibur, then, says the Prima Galdim, you're allowed to do a smicha ktsas. A little bit of a leaning, you're allowed to do. Not so much of a leaning that if you would pull away the thing that he's leaning on, then he would fall down. That's mamish smicha ki yeshiva. That leaning is mamish like sitting down. But if a person is just nishan ktsas, he's just leaning a little bit. So that's not a chisarin that it's like yeshiva, and that's not a chisarin in Kavod HaTzibur. But by Kriyas HaTorah, where there's a din of Ema V'yira, then he can't even be Nishan Ktsas. He can't even lean a little bit. Even if you would pull away the thing that he's leaning on, he would not fall. But the fact that he's Nishan Ktsas is already a Chisarin in Ema and Yira. When you're saying something that has to be done, be Ema V'yira, you don't even lean a little bit. That's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina, says the Prima Gadim, is, what if the Tzibur is Meichel? And they say, it's fine, you can sit. So if the din Amida is only al Kavod HaTzibur, so then the Mechilas HaTzibur helps. But if the din Amida is because the Torah has to be leined be'emo v'yira, that's not something that's up to the Tzibur to be Meichel. So to summarize, Rashi Shita is that the din Yeshiva of our Mishnah is even the Chatchila. So when it says, Masha'en kein bat Torah, that Torah is different, it just means that l'chatchila, you can't lein Kriyas HaTorah sitting. But, b'di'evet, it's okay. But the Rambam says that even by Megillah, l'chatchila, b'tzibur, you have to stand, you're not allowed to sit. So when it says, Masha'en kein bat Torah, it would sound like, by Kriyas HaTorah, b'tzibur, then you're not even allowed to sit, b'di'evet. And if you did, you would have to relein. And this is the sheet of the Bach in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, and the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Stif Katan Aleph, learns up that this is the Torah Shita as well. However, the Prima Gadim over there in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph rejects this Mahalach in the Rambam and says that if so, the Rambam should have told us, Mefurish, that if a person lanes Kriyas HaTorah, Bitzibur Meyushiv, you're not even Yaitze B'diev, and you have to relane. How could the Rambam just rely on the halacha of the Torgamon, where he says that the translator is not allowed to lean because he has to stand Be'im of Yira, and rely that through a kolshkein to the Balkari himself, you're going to know that even B'diev, you're not Yaitze, the whole din of Torgamon is only a din l'chatchila. So there's no way you can figure out from there that if the Balkari lane sitting B'diev, that you have to relane. Obviously, says the Prima Galdim, that no, even according to the Rambam, b'di'evet, if the Balkeire sat, you're Yaitze. So if so, what's the nafkamina between this that you have to stand l'chatchila by Megillah and Kriyas HaTorah, which is also only l'chatchila? The nafkamina is, if a person is just nishan ktsas, he just leans a little bit, not enough that if you would pull the thing away that he's leaning on, that he would fall. So it's not ki yeshiva, but it's still not standing be'emo v'yira. So by Megillah would be okay, but by Kriyas HaTorah wouldn't. Another nafkamina is if the Mechilas HaTzibur helps. If it's only because of Kavod HaTzibur, so then they could be Meichel, but if it's because of Emo v'yira, then they cannot be Meichel. Next inyan. The Mishnah says that on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos by Mincha, we do not lein Haftarah from Navi. Tosis brings that Rabbeinu Tam asks from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph, which says, "Omar Rav Achad Boy, Omar Rav Mas, Omar Rav Yom Tiv Shechol Yais B'Shabbos Hamafter Banavi B'Mincha B'Shabbos Ein Tzorich LaHazker Shol Yom Tiv." That if Yom Tiv falls out on Shabbos, so the one that's doing Haftarah B'Navi by Mincha on Shabbos does not have to mention Yom Tiv, Shel Malei Shabbos, they Navi b'mincha b'yamtiv. Because if not for Shabbos, there would be no Navi by Mincha and Yamtiv. So when you're saying the bracha on the Haftarah by Mincha on Shabbos, which is also Yamtiv, you only mention Shabbos in the bracha and not Yamtiv, since it's the Shabbos that's goyrim you to say this Haftarah and not the Yamtiv. Frek Rabbeinu Tam, what's going on? Our Mishnah says Mefurish that there is no Haftarah by Navi by Mincha on Shabbos. So what's the Gemara over there saying that Shabbos is goyrim you to lane the Navi? Says Rabbeinu Tam that it's lav dafke Navi. What it means is ksuvim, like the Gemara says in Parakol Kisvei in Shabbos Kufta Zayin Amid Beis, that Benarda paski sidra b'ksuvim b'mincha b'shabata. Upaski hainu haftaira, that in Arda they would lane a haftaira from ksuvim by mincha on Shabbos, and that's what the Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet is referring to when it says that they would lane haftaira by Shabbos by mincha. It's talking about ksuvim and not navi. So our Mishnah is saying ein maftirin by navi, and over there when it talks about being maftir by navi, it's not referring to navi; it's referring to ksuvim. And Rabbeinu Tam says that there are places that are noyig to do so, to lane ksuvim by mincha on Shabbos. So the Rashba comes along and says that he doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, because the Lashon HaGemara in Shabbos Chaf Dalet is that hamafter ba navi b'mincha b'Shabbos ain't tzarech lahazkir shal yomtiv. It says navi, and we don't find anywhere that ksuvim is called navi. Therefore, the Rashba learns that the Gemara just means that even though our Mishnah says that there's no chiyuv to be mafter b'navi by Shabbos by Mincha, but there were places that were nayig to be mafter by Shabbos by Mincha, but they were only nayig like that on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. So even in those places, they only mention Shabbos and not Yom Tov, since it's the Shabbos that's geirim them to lane it and not the Yom Tov. And even the Gemara in Shabbos Kufta Zayin Amid Beis that says that in Narda Paski Sidra B'Ksuvim b'mincha b'shabata does not mean that they laned haftarah from ksuvim, but rather that the chacham would darshin in the inyan of ksuvim. So we have over here a machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba whether the lashon of hamafter ba'navi that it says in Shabbos Chav Dalet can refer to ksuvim or not. How can we explain this machlokes? Tosis is willing to be seivel this daichik that navi can mean ksuvim, and the Rashba is saying, no, absolutely not. Navi cannot mean ksuvim. So I was thinking that maybe this machlekes is tali in how to understand the chilik between neviim and ksuvim. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, Chelik Sheni, Perek Mem Hei, says that the chilik between neviim and ksuvim is that neviim is b'nevuah and ksuvim is b'ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh is a lower madrega than Nevuah. Also, the Radak, in his Akdama to Sefer Tehillim, also writes like the Rambam, and he says, Ki ha-Nevuah hu davar ba'al ha'adam, shehu chacham sholem b'midaisav, that Nevuah comes on a person that's a chacham, and he's complete in his midas, tovei loy ha-Nevuah b'chaloyim. A Nevuah comes to him in a dream, uba'eis tovei'eyu ha-Nevuah b'hakitz, and if the Nevuah comes to him when he's awake, Yispatlu Koiches Hahargeshios, V'yeh Mesulak Mikol Darkei Ha'olam Hazeh. He loses control of his feelings and senses, and he's totally removed from all the ways of Olam Hazeh. And the Radak continues, V'yire B'machse HaNevuah, Ki'ilu Ish Medaber Imai, V'yomer Lo Kach V'kach. That he'll see in the vision of the Nevuah as if a person is speaking to him and telling him like this and that, or he won't see any form, but he'll just hear a voice speaking to him. Whereas by Ruach HaKodesh, says the Radak, I'm paraphrasing, that he says that a person is sholei mechol argoshoisav, that he's completely there with all his senses, he speaks like the way regular people speak. Just that a Ruach Elyon will be ma'erer him, that certain words will come on his tongue, words of Seichel, words of Musar. Gam yedaber al ha'asidois b'shefa ha'leki, and he can also speak about the future with this Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Radak is telling us that there's a basic chilik between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, And like the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, Nevi'im are things that were said with Nevuah, and Ksuvim are things that were said Beruach HaKadosh. However, in the Chidushei HaGrizal HaShas, in Tmura Yodal Ramed Beis and in Menachos Lamed Ramed Aleph, he brings over there B'Shem Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim said that there's a different chilek between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Rav Chaim points out that you're allowed to put Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. That means in their Kedusha they're the same. So what is the chilek between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Says Rav Chaim that by Nevi'im, the Nevuah was given to the Navi to say. And afterwards the Navi wrote it down. But by Ksuvim, the Nevuah was given to the Navi to write down and to read the Nevuah mitech haksav. That's why it's called Ksuvim, because the Nevuah was given for him to write, and only to say the Nevuah afterwards, mitech haksav, but they're both Nevuah. So lefi zeh, we can explain the machlokes, the Tosis, and the Rashba, whether or not the Lashon of Navi, that it says in Shabbos, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, can mean Ksuvim. If you learn, like the Rambam and the Radak, that there's a basic chilek between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, that Nevi'im is on a higher madrega, it's Nevuah, and Ksuvim is only the madrega of Ruach HaKadosh. So then, says the Rashba, how could you say that the Lashon of Navi means Ksuvim? It's a whole different madrega. But Rabbeinu Tam that says that the Lashon of Navi could mean Ksuvim, that's because he understood that the chilek between Nevi'im and Ksuvim is just like the way Rav Chaim explained it, that Nevi'im was a Nevuah that was given to the Navi to say, and only afterwards he wrote it down. And Ksuvim is a Nevuah that was given to the Navi to write, and then to say the Nevuah, read the Nevuah, mitech haksav. So since it's all Nevuah, so we have a right to call Ksuvim Navi. Next Inyan. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, mi ma'is ma'ishav ad Rabbi Gamliel, lo hayu lemeidin Torah elamu umad. That from the times of Moshe till Rabbi Gamliel, they only learned Torah standing. Once Rabbi Gamliel died, then a sickness came down to the world, they started learning Torah sitting. That once Rabbi Gamliel died, so then the Kavod HaTorah became batal, because until then they used to learn Torah standing, and now once he was Nifter, they started learning Torah sitting. So the Turei Evan points out that Lefi zeh, this that the Mishnah says, HaKeres HaMegillah Oimed V'Yoshev, that you can lay the Megillah standing or sitting, that's only because the Mishnah was written by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, which was after the days of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. But until Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken was Nifter, they had to lay the Megillah standing. Because since the Megillah is Talmud Torah, because Megillah is one of the Chof Dalet Sfarim, it's part of Tanakh, so therefore, if they only learned Torah standing, so they had to say Megillah standing because of the Talmud Torah Shabbat. Comes along the Sfas Emes and he says, no, that since Kriyas Megillah is Eino Lahavinu Lahayres, it's not to understand it or to paskin from it, Rak Lotze Sidei Mitzvah Lefarse Manes, you're only laning it in order to be Yitzah your Mitzvah and to be Mefarsim the Nes, Ein Ba Din Limud. It doesn't have a din of limud, vafilu kaidem yimei Rabbi Gamliel, hayu kairin meyushev, and therefore even before the days of Rabbi Gamliel, they would lay the Megillah sitting. So we have over here a machlokes between the Turei Evan and the Sfas Emes, if when a person lays the Megillah, if that's considered Talmud Torah. The Turei Evan holds that it's Talmud Torah. And the Sfas Emes is telling us no. Since it's a mitzvah's kriya of Persume Nisa, it doesn't have a din of limud, and even before Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken was Nifter, they were still able to lay in the Megillah sitting. We had a Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that says, Mevatlan Talmud Torah L'Shmaya Mikra Megillah. And the Mefarshim over there were bothered, what do you mean that you're Mevatl Talmud Torah to hear Mikra Megillah? Why is that considered Bittul Torah? Mikra Megillah is also Talmud Torah. Because they are understanding, like the Turei Evan, that just because you're doing Mikra Megillah, a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, that doesn't take away from the Talmud Torah Shabbat. So, according to the Turei Evan, how do you understand why it's called Bittul Torah? You're going to have to answer, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, for example, that the Bittul Torah is the fact that they have to get up from the Beis HaMedrash and go to hear the Megillah in a bigger tzibur, like the Ran says over there. So the Shas Hiluch, the going and waiting around till everybody gathers together, till they lane it, that's the Bittul Torah. Or the Bittul Torah is the Bittul Torah Be'echos. Like Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, that there's such a thing as Bittul Torah and the quality of the learning. So that's the Bittul Torah. Of course, Mikra Megillah is Talmud Torah. But if a person was learning with more Amelus, and now he has to stop what he's doing to hear the Megillah, which is a more superficial learning, that's the Bittul Torah. However, according to the Sfas Emes, it's Pashit what the Bittul Torah is, because Mikra Megillah is not considered Talmud Torah. It's something else. It's a Kriya of Pirsumei Nisa. So it doesn't have a din of limud. The Brisker Rav in Kuntres Chanukah Megillah Siman Dalet also says like this Sfas Emes, and he says that Kriyas Megillah is different than Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, the idea was that we shouldn't go 3 days without Talmud Torah. So it's a public Talmud Torah. But Kriyas Megillah is not a Talmud Torah Dikedin, but rather it's a mitzvah's Kriya of Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore it doesn't have a din limud. To explain this a little more, the Chazon Ish in Shuvas Uksavim Siman Ayin Hei was asked that the Gemara says in Shabbos Tadei Amud Aleph that if a woman is Gaideles Upay Keses, if she braids her hair or fixes her hair, she's Chayiv Mishum Baina, she's Chayiv for the Malacha of Baina. And the Chazon Ish was asked, so if so, why isn't every Eirig Chayiv Mishum Baina when a person weaves? So he created a beged, why is that different than creating a braid? So why isn't every Eirig also Chayiv for the Av Malacha of Baina? So the Chazon Ish answered that since Eirig is its own Av Malacha, it has its own shame, and it's categorized as Eirig, that itself is Maitzi it from being Baina. And the Chazon Ish said that there's many examples of this, that the fact that the Torah categorizes something as A, that itself makes it not B. And on that Chazon Ish, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Ha'aris on the Sefer Tshuvas Uksavim, which is printed at the beginning of the Sefer, says that the Chazon Ish used this Yesod to answer the question that why is Mikra Megillah considered Bittul Torah, that the Gemara says Mevatlan Talmud Torah Dishmaya Mikra Megillah, after all, isn't Mikra Megillah part of Tanakh? And the Chazon Ish said that since Mikra Megillah has a different shame, it's a Kriya of Mikra Megillah for Pirsumei Nisa, so it's something else. So that itself is Maitzi it from being Talmud Torah. To summarize, the Turei Evan says that the din of the Mishnah, that you can lay the Megillah sitting, is only because the Mishnah was written after the days of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. After the Chayli came down to the world and they started learning Torah sitting, so then we are allowed to lay the Megillah sitting. But until the days of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, then Megillah had to be lain standing because Megillah is Talmud Torah. And on that, the Sfas Emes and the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish are telling us that no, Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah's kriya of Pirsumei Nisa, and it's not considered Talmud Torah. And therefore, even until the days of Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, they were allowed to lay Megillah sitting. And it comes out that, according to the Turei Evan, that Mikra Megillah is considered Talmud Torah. So then, how could the Gemara say on Daf Gimel that Mevatlan Talmud Torah L'Shmaya Mikra Megillah, if Mikra Megillah is Talmud Torah? So according to the Turei Evan, you'll have to answer either that the Shas Hiluch, the going, to picking yourself up from the Beis HaMedrash where you're learning to go hear Megillah in a bigger tzibur, that's the Bittul Torah, or the Bittul Torah is the Bittul Torah Be'echos and the quality of the learning. But according to the other Achrayim, the Bittul Torah is Pashit, because the Mikra Megillah is not considered Talmud Torah. It's kedai to note that this Yesod of the Sfas Emes, Brisker Rav and Chazon Ish can already be found in the Hagos of the Chochma Shleima from Rav Shleima Kluger on Shulchan Aruch Erech Chaim Siman Tofresh Pei Zayin at the end of Sif Beis. Next Ha'ara. On this that the Gemara says that originally from the times of Moshe till Rav Gamliel they would only learn Torah standing, and it's only because a Chayli came down to the world after Rav Gamliel died that they started learning Torah sitting. I once heard from Rav Atisho Solomon Shlita that the Pshat is Al Pi the Yisoy that Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in many places. For example, in Ruach Chaim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yotes, in Masechta Avos, that the Mishnah says, Vida lifnei miyata omel, says Rav Chaim Elashin, Ratzal loymar, b'fun of mamish, ki hu ba'atzmai oymed olecha, ki ein loy lakarish baruchu ba'ilama yaladala amishel halacha. That you should know in front of who you're toiling means that when a person is learning Torah, he's mamish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is there standing over the person. Because Ein Leil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilam Eladal Ramesh Al Halacha. And therefore, says Ramatis Yo, it's a gather of Oymed Lefnei Hashem. Since you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it requires Amida. Just like when a person daven Shemena Esrei. Since you're Oymed Lefnei Hashem, you have to stand for that. Learning is no different. Learning is also a gather of Ayimid Lefnei Hashem. And that's what the Gemara means, that Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel batal kavod haTorah. Because until the days of Rabbi Gamliel, Torah was learnt in the proper tzura of how Torah should be learnt. The proper kavod haTorah is that you understand that Torah is Ayimid Lefnei Hashem. You understand Da Lefnei Miata Omel. You understand that when you're being Omel baTorah, you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamish. And therefore, the Torah, Kitzurasa, and the proper Tzura, has to be learned standing. It's only because of a Yarad Chayli La'ilam, so we're Anusim, so now we have to sit. But, said Ramatis Yo, if we really understand that when we're learning, it's a gather of Ayimid Lefnei Hashem, just that we're Anusim, we have this sickness, so we have to sit. So then, it would be much easier for us to stop ourselves from being Mevatel and talking in the middle of learning. Because just like, who would think of talking out in the middle of Shemayna Esrei? You're middle of Shemayna Esrei, you're going to talk. When you're learning, it's no different than when you're middle of Shemayna Esrei. You're also Eimid Lefnei Hashem. It's a whole different perspective on Talmud Torah. Next Inyan. The Mishnah said that Kara Echad Karu Ashnayim Yotzu, that whether one person lanes the Megillah or two people lane the Megillah, they are Yotzu. The Gemara says at the beginning of Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Tana Mashenkin Batayra. When it comes to Torah, it's not like that. And the Gemara brings a braisa that Tanu Rabbanon Batayra Echad Kairei Vecha Mitargim. When it comes to Torah, one person could lane, one person can do the translation. Uvulvad Shalai Hei Echad Kairei Shnei Mitargim. You can't have one person laning and two people doing the Targum. And Rashi says, V'kolshkein, that you can't have two people laning, and the reason is because, Trei Kali Lai Mishtami, two voices cannot be heard. But the Gemara ends off, that by Hallel and Megillah, Afilu Asara Kairin V'Asara Metargumin, you can even have 10 people laning and 10 people saying the Targum. My Taima, why? Kivan de Chaviva, Yavi Datayu V'Shami, since Hallel and Megillah are things that are beloved, they are things that are dear. So on that, we say that people can focus, they can concentrate, and hear even though there are two kailais. Similarly, we find the same thing in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin Omer Aleph, that when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, even if a person would hear many Shofars at once, or he would hear Shofar and Chatzaitz is blowing at once, since Shofar is also an Indian of Chaviva, so we say that a person could focus and concentrate, and even though there are Trei Kailis, he can still hear it. Rashi explains over there what makes Shofar Chaviva, because Chadasha Hilay, it's something new. It doesn't happen so often, and therefore it has a certain Chaviva. So that's also the Pshat by us. Halal and Megillah, these are things that are not every day. They only happen once in a while, and therefore they have a certain chavivus, and therefore we say that even when there's Trei Kali, it's still Mishtami. Now there's a Machlekes Rishonim when we say that by chaviva, Trei Kali, Mishtami, what does it mean? Does it mean that you can hear both voices? Or does it mean that you're able to focus and zero in on one koil and hear it even though there's another koil going on? But not that you can hear both. The nafkamina would be, for example, let's say by shofar, if a person heard three people blowing together a tkia trua tkia, and he needs three sets of tkia trua tkia, can he use the three kailas of all these three people blowing together for his three sets? The ran by us on daf yud beis amud aleph bedapei harif. And it's also mavur like that in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, at the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, they both hold that Trei Kali Mishtami means that you can hear both voices. But the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis and the Ritvan Chav Zayin Amud Aleph both say that no, Trei Kali Mishtami by Chaviv just means that you can zero in on one and focus on it and hear that one. But you can't hear both voices. You can't hear both sounds. So, lehalacha, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins and Siman Tov Kuf Peches have cut in Yod Aleph, that in the case that we mentioned before, if you would have three people blowing at once, a tkiya true, a tkiya, may ikar adin, we paskin like the Ran and Rashi, that you could be yaitze all three sets with those three people blowing. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings v'yesh oimrim, that even by shofar, by something that's chaviv, you don't say that you can hear both, you can only hear one. And he says, v'roi lahachmir kisvara zu, that it's proper to be machmir like this svara, that if you would have three people blowing at the same time, a tkiya true a tkiya, you're only yaitze one set. Next inyan. The Mishnah says, makam shenagu levarech yevarech, v'shaloi levarech lo yevarech. A place that has a minig to make a bracha on the Megillah should make a bracha. A place that has a minig not to make a bracha, you don't have to make a bracha. Says the Gemara on Amud Beis, Amar Abaye lo yishonu elo lachareho. This Mishnah is only speaking on the bracha after the Megillah. So that depends on minig. But before the Megillah, that's a mitzvah to make a bracha. That all mitzvahs, you make a bracha on them before their asiya. The Meiri and others explain that over lasiyasan means immediately prior to the mitzvah. If it would have said kaidim lasiyasan, it means any time before. Aver means immediately before. That's why the halacha is that you don't make a bracha on your talis when the talis is still folded up, because that's called aver de aver. It has to be immediately before, so it already has to be opened up, ready to be put on, and that's considered aver lasiyasan. Now, in the din of aver lasiyasan, we have a machlekes rishonim. What happens if a person didn't make his birchas hamitzvahs before the mitzvah? Can he make the bracha afterwards or not? Is the din of Oivar Lasiyasan Ma'akiv or not? The Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchus Brachis, Halacha Hey Paskins, Ha'isa Mitzvah V'loi Birich, if a person did a mitzvah and he didn't make a bracha, it depends. Im Mitzvah Sha'adayin Asiyasa Kayemes, Mevarich Achar Asiyah. If it's a mitzvah that the Asiyah is still ongoing, he can make the bracha after the Asiyah. But if it's something that already passed, then he can't make the bracha. If a person wrapped himself in his tzitzis, or he put on his tefillin, or he sat in his sukkah, and he didn't make the bracha originally, so he can still make his bracha after the atifa of le'esatef betzitzis, or the bracha on the tefillin, or leishay v'asukah. But, says the Rambam in Halacha Vav, that what if a person shechted without a bracha, then he can't make a bracha after the shechita of asher kitshonim seisav etzivonu ala shechita. And so too, if let's say a person already covered the dam, he did the mitzvah of kisoy adam without a bracha, or he was already mafrish, truma, and maisris without a bracha, then he cannot make the bracha after the asiyah. So the Rambam is telling us that when it comes to the din of Eivar Lasiyasan, if a person is still in middle of the mitzvah is still continuous, so then he can still make the bracha now, even though he didn't make the bracha in the beginning before he started. But if the mitzvah ended, like Shechita, Kisei Adam, Hafrash, Astrumas, and Maisris, so then, if he didn't make the bracha before, he can't make the bracha now. So you see from the Rambam that the din of Eivar Lasiyasan is Ma'akiv. There is one exception to the rule, which the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, which comes from the Gemara in Psachim Dav Zayin Omid Beis, that when the Ager is Tevel, so since he cannot say Asher Kitshanu B'mitzvah V'tzivanu on the Tvila before he went and was Tevel, because he wasn't yet Niskadesh as a Yid, and he wasn't Nitzdav until after he was Tevel, so therefore, after the tefillah, that's when he makes the bracha, because he wasn't roy to make the bracha before. So the Rambam Shita is that the din of Eivar Lasiyasan is ma'akiv. However, the Shita of the Or Zeruah brought in the Hagoy Sashri at the end of the first parak of Brachis and also in the beginning of Chulin is that the din of Eivar Lasiyasan is not ma'akiv b'di'eved. And if a person shechted and he didn't make a bracha, he can still make the bracha now. Lehalacha, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Rambam or the Or Zeruah? The Shagasaryeh in Simon Chavav, says that there seems to be a stira in the Ramah in this. Because the Ramah in Yeridei Yisim and Yotasif Aleph Paskins, that if one is shechting an animal which has a reyesa of being a treifa, there's grounds for us to believe that it's a treifa, which requires a bedika. We have to check it out to make sure that it's not a treifa. The Ramah says that he should shecht it without a bracha, since maybe it's a treifa, and only when he finds it to be kosher, he should make the bracha then. This seems that the Ramah paskins, like the Arzarua, that the din of Eiver Lasiyosan isn't ma'akiv, and therefore even though the mitzvah ended, he can still make the bracha now. On the other hand, the Ramah in Erechaim Simen Tofla Midbei Sif Aleph paskins, that if one started doing Bedikas Chometz without making a bracha, he can still make the bracha as long as he didn't finish the Bedika yet. But once he finished the Bedika, he can't make the bracha anymore, which is clearly like the Rambam Shita. Because according to the Arzarua, even if he finished the Bedika, he should still be able to make the bracha. So we have a stira in the Ramah. Mitzad Echad, he said that even after Shchita, if you shechted something that has a Reyesa, you can make the bracha after the Shchita, even though the mitzvah ended. Mitzad Sheini, he's saying that when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, if the Bedika already ended, you can't make the bracha. So the stira can be answered according to what the Shach writes over there in Yerideya, Simen Yotes, Sifkat and Gimel, and the Prima Gadim speaks this out clearly over there in Simen Yotes, Sifkat and Beis, in the Sifsei Das, that really the Ramah holds like the Rambam Shita. And the Ramah agrees, if let's say a person was able to make the bracha on the Shechita beforehand, just he forgot, he wouldn't be able to make the bracha afterwards. It's just in a case where the animal had a reyesa, which makes us suspect that the animal is a treifa. So over there, he couldn't make the bracha before. So that, the Ramah holds, is comparable to the case of Tfilas Hager. That just like by a ger, since he couldn't make the bracha before, so therefore he can make the bracha afterwards, so too, in a case where there's a reyesa, since you couldn't make the bracha before, so that's why you can make the bracha afterwards. But when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, where he could have made the bracha before, so once he finished the Bedika, the Ramah paskins like the Rambam, that he cannot make the bracha anymore. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger over there in Yerideya Simen Yotes disagrees with this comparison between shechting something that has a reyesa and Tfilas Hager. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that by Tfilas Hager, since it's never possible for a ger to make the bracha before, because he's not yet a Yisrael, so the way the Chachamim were misakin the bracha of Tvilas Geirus was to make the bracha afterwards. But when it comes to Shechita, the Takonas HaBracha was to make the bracha on Shechita beforehand. See, even if you have a circumstance where in this particular case you couldn't make the bracha before, who says you can make the bracha afterwards? The only reason why the Ramah says that you could make the bracha afterwards, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is only because the mekar of this din of the Ramah is the Arzarua. And the Arzarua is going l'shitasai that he holds that the din of Eiver Lasiyasan is never ma'akiv. Even if a person would forget to make the bracha on Shechita, he would be able to make the bracha afterwards. But the Shach that's saying that by Shokach v'loy birich, you can't make the bracha afterwards. And yet he still paskins like the Ramah that if there's a reyesa and you couldn't make the bracha before, you can make it afterwards. That Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, I disagree with. So it comes out from Rabbi Akiva Eiger that we're back to the stira of the Shagas Aryeh. Because Rabbi Akiva Eiger's learning up the Ramah that the only reason why you can make the bracha in a case where there was a reyesa, you can make the bracha afterwards, is only because the Ramah is paskening like the Arzarua that the din of Eiver Lasiyasan is not ma'akiv. So if so, why does the Ramah pasken by Bedikas Chametz that only as long as the Bedika is still underway, that's when he can still make the bracha on the Bedika if he forgot to make the bracha before. But if the Bedika is already over, then he can't make the bracha. Why not? If the Ramah holds like the Arzarua, he should be able to make the bracha even afterwards. To answer this stira, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in Chidush Rav Shmuel in Psachim Simen Zayin says a beautiful pshat according to the Hezber of the Magen Avram over there in Simen Tav Lamed Beis in the Ramah. Because the Magen Avram over there says in Sifkat and Beis that the reason why the Ramah says that if you already finished the Bedika, you shouldn't make the bracha now, is because there's a better time to make the bracha. You should make the bracha tomorrow, b'shas reifa, because we make a bracha al bir chametz. Because there's a chiyuv to burn it mitakonas chachamim, even if though we're already mevatel the chametz, but mitakonas chachamim, there's a mitzvah to burn it. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, it's better to make the bracha tomorrow, b'shas, that you're doing the gemar, the end of the getting rid of the chametz. The bedika is the first step of this process of getting rid of the chametz. So when you're up to the next step of the beer, that's when you should make the bracha. Because the Rambam told us that if you have a mitzvah that has a meshach zman, a mitzvah that's continuous, like tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, so if a person forgot to make the bracha before, he can still make the bracha afterwards. Because the asiyah is still kayam. So it's still considered Eivel Asiyah son. So even the Arzarua agrees that if I have a choice to make the bracha after the bedika, when the bedika is over, and it won't be Eivel Asiyah son, or I can make the bracha before the hemshech of the asiyah, before the next step of the beer process, b'shas the beer, of course it's better to make the bracha then. Because that's still going to be considered Eivel Asiyah son, since it's before the hemshech of the asiyah. So lefi this hesber, avada the Ramah, it paskins like the Arzarua shita, and that's why the Ramah paskins in Yeridei Simon Yotes, that if a person is shechting something that has a reyesa, and he can't make the bracha before, he can make the bracha afterwards, even though the mitzvah already ended. And yet, when it comes to bedika, says the Ramah, that only if you're in the middle of the bedika and you didn't make the bracha before, you can still make it. But once you finish the bedika, don't make the bracha now, because you can still have a kiyum of Eivel Asiyah on by making the bracha before the hemshech of the asiyah tomorrow, b'shas debir. And even the Arzaruah's maskim, that if I can do the bracha in a way that it will be considered Eivel Asiyah on, of course, that's better than making the bracha in a way that won't be Eivel Asiyah son, and I'll have to rely on the bedieved that I can make the bracha even in a way that's not Eivel Asiyah son. To summarize, we have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Arzarua after the din of Eivel Asiyah son is ma'akev or not. Lehalacha, the Ramah paskins, when it comes to shechita, that if he's shechting an animal that has a reyesa, and he couldn't make the bracha before, he can make the bracha afterwards, which sounds like the Arzarua shita, and yet, when it comes to bedikas chametz, the Ramah paskins, that if a person already finished the bedika, he can't make the bracha. So the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chavav asked this as a stira in the Ramah. So we said that the Shach and the Prima Gadim answer that really the Ramah holds like the Rambam, that if a person finished a mitzvah, he cannot make the bracha. And that's why by Bedikas Chametz he said, if you finish, you can't make the bracha. But an animal that has a reisa is comparable to Tvilas Hager, since he couldn't make the bracha before. So just like by Tvilas Hager, it's an exception that he can make the bracha afterwards, so too, by shechting something with a reisa, he can make the bracha after. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the Shagas Aryeh must have held like this as well. They hold that, no, it's not a good comparison to Tvilas Ager. Because over there, since Ager can never make the bracha before, so kach tiknu chachomim, that his bracha on Tvila was misukin to be made afterwards. But by Shechita, where normally speaking, you could make the bracha before. So the takonas habracha was to make it before. So even if you have a circumstance where you couldn't make the bracha before, it's still, who says you can make the bracha afterwards? The only reason why the Ramah passes that you could make the bracha afterwards, in that case, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is because the Mekar of the Ramah is from the Arzarua. And the Arzarua is going l'shitase that he holds that even if a person forgot to make the bracha before Shechita, he can make the bracha afterwards. Because he holds the din of Eivel Asiyah son is not ma'akiv. So if so, we're back to the stira and the Ramah. So why does he say by Bedikas Chametz that if you already finished the Bedika, you can't make the Bracha? Says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky that according to the beer of the Magen Avraham in the Ramah, it's very gishmak. Because the reason why you shouldn't make the Bracha after the Bedika is because there's a better time to make the bracha, and that is before tomorrow's beer, since that's a hemshech of the asiyah of beer chametz, which starts with the bedika. So it goes into what the Rambam says, that when you have a mitzvah that has a meshech zman, that the asiyah is still kayam, so it's still considered aiver l'asiyason, because you're still in the middle. So therefore, even though our Zeruah agrees that if you have a choice to make the bracha after the bedika, when you're not doing any asiyah anymore, or to make the bracha tomorrow, b'shas debir, when the asiyah is going to be continuing, of course it's better to make the bracha then, because that will be considered aiver l'asiyason. Next inyan. The Gemara says, Lefaneha mai mevarech, what bracha do you make before the Megillah? Rav Sheshes mikatrazio ikla lekameh d'ravashi, ubarech menach. He said, the bracha of menach. Rashi says, that stands for al mikra Megillah, v'shal sanisim shechayonu. The Ran is medayik from the fact that the Gemara is not mechalik between the Kriyas Hayoim and the Kriyas Halayla. It's mashma that this menach, that we say the three brachas, applies equally to day and night. Not like the Rambam Shita in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Mehilchus Megillah, that you don't repeat the Shechayanu by the day laning. Since you already said Shechayanu at night, you don't say it again by day. What's the Hezber in the Shita of the Ran that you make the bracha of Shechayanu again by day? Aye, but you already made Shechayanu at night. So we mentioned in the Shir on Daf Dalid, B'Shem, the Turei Evan, that only the Kriyas Hayoim is Midivrei Kabbalah, but the Kriyas Halayla is Midrabanan. That means from the Takonas Hanavim, from Mordechai, it was only the Kriyas Hayoim that was instituted. The Kriyas Halayla was a later Takonah Midrabanan. So therefore, even though you said Shechayanu at night, you still repeat Shechayanu by day, because the day laning is the first time that you're being mekayim the mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah this year. Last night when you did the chiyuv of Kriyas Halayla, that was a fulfillment of a different chiyuv. It was only a chiyuv midrabanan. Why does the Rambam argue? So we said that it's mashma in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mehilchus Megillah, that Kriyas HaMegillah is a Takonas HaNevim, and he doesn't differentiate between the Kriyas HaYom and the Kriyas HaLayla. So it sounds like that he holds that even the Kriyas HaLayla is Midivrei Kabbalah, and therefore, since you already fulfilled the Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah at night, you cannot repeat the Shechayanu by day. The Turei Evan brings a nice raya that there's a chilik between the Kriyas HaYom and the Kriyas HaLayla, from the fact that the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Beis says Kol Hayom Kosher the Kriyas HaMegillah v'le Kriyas HaHalel v'le Tkiyas Shofar and so on. But the end of the Mishnah says Kol HaLayla Kosher the Ktziras HaOmer v'le Hekter Chalav v'Veivarim, and doesn't mention the Kriyas HaMegillah of Layla. What's the difference? Says the Turei Evan, because the Mishnah is only listing things that are either Midairaisa or at least Midivrei Kabbalah. Like the Beis Yosef says in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that Divrei Kabbalah are K'divrei Torah. But things that are only Midrabanan, that the Mishnah is not listing. Therefore, says the Turei Evan, very Gishmak, that the Mishnah says, Kol Hayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, because Kriyas HaMegillah by day is Midivrei Kabbalah. For the Kriyas HaHalel, he says, even reading Halel is also Midivrei Kabbalah. For the Tkiyas Shofar is Dairaisivil and Tilas Lulav. And even though the Mishnah says afterwards for the Tfilas HaMusafin, which is Midrabanon, but since the Mishnah says that together with Vila Musafin, and the Karbanos Musaf are Deiraisa, and Tfilas Musaf is Keneged, the Karban Musaf, so we threw in Tfilas Musaf along with the Musaf. But when it comes to Kol HaLayla Kosher, the Mishnah leaves out Kriyas HaMegillah of night, because that's a pure Drabanon. And the Mishnah is not listing Drabanons. So the way we're explaining that the Rambam that says that you don't repeat the Shechayonu by day is because he holds that even the Kriyas HaLayla is Midivrei Kabbalah, so then the Mishnah will remain Shver. How come the Mishnah only mentions the Kol HaYom Kosher, the Kriyas HaMegillah, and leaves out this, that Kol HaLayla Kosher for the Kriyas Megillah of night? We'll leave this as a Ha'ara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.